What's up, guys? We're back for week 8 NFL sports betting rundown. It's Jay here. C is back after his hiatus. Hopefully he got refreshed, recharged, back with a winning record. Hasn't had one of those in a while, but that's why he took the time off, thought about sports, quit betting for a week. Now he's back. He's here. We're going to win today. So we're going to get some picks to you right now. Sorry we missed Thursday, but we're back. So the first game we're going to cover today is Tennessee Titans versus the Cincinnati Bengals. I have two picks in this game. I'm going heavy on Mike Vrabel's Tennessee Titans here. My first pick is Tennessee -6. Tennessee is just, they're a good team. They lost last week to Pittsburgh, but really it should have been at least in the overtime because their kicker missed an easy field goal to take it to overtime there. And the Bengals just were up big on the Browns, blew it. Their morale should be really low, their confidence really low. So I think the Titans win by 6 or more here. I'm also going to take Derrick Henry, not over yards, over 23 rushing attempts. And the reason for this being is I'm assuming that the Titans are going to be up, but the Bengals aren't bad enough where they're going to be, you know, so far up that they bench Henry. That coupled with the time of possession, you could see Bengals' time of possession is bottom 10 in the league. Titans' time of possession is first. So I think Titans will pound them on the ground, and eventually Derrick Henry will get over 23 rushing attempts here.
Hello, everyone. C here, and I'm back after taking a week off. And, you know, I've kind of reconnected, watched the sport a little closer, and I'm feeling back on track. I actually sent a few picks to Jay that he was supposed to post, but didn't feel like it, I guess. I don't know. You got to ask him. The picks actually were 5-0, so I swept, but, you know, you probably won't take my word for it. Anyway, moving on here, I'm actually going to go against Jay and take the Bengals. The line right now is at 6.5, which he said was 6, but it could change. I'm going to take it either way. I think we'll go up to 7. And my reason being for this is because I think the Titans, you know, I would definitely put them as top 7, top 5, maybe, team in the NFL. I think they're great on defense. I think that they control the ball really well. Ryan Tannehill's been good. But they always seem to keep games a lot closer than they should be. I also think the Bengals, you know, have looked a lot better in recent weeks. Joe Burrow definitely always gets the job done on offense. It just kind of depends on, you know, the other pieces. But they keep games really close as well. And I think this one, I think the Titans ultimately win, but I like the Bengals to keep it within a touchdown. And moving on here, I'm going to go over to the Vikings-Packers game. And I'm going to take the over, which is 49.5. And I was a little surprised by this. I thought it would be higher, around 53, maybe 55. Both defenses have struggled. The Vikings' defense has been awful this season, giving up lots of points to lots of different teams. And them going against the Packers this week, I expect nothing less. Aaron Rodgers usually beats up on worse teams. The Vikings only have one win this year. So I think the Packers will put up a lot of points. And the Packers defense hasn't been great this year. And I think the Vikings offense will definitely rebound this week with Dalvin Cook also returning. So give me the over in that game.
Going to the Motor City, we're going to take the Lions here. +3. I know they're +2.5 on some other websites, but we're using the Barstool Sportsbook lines, and they're +3 there, so that's what we're going to go with. They're playing the Colts here in Detroit, but I am surprised at this line, +3, because the Lions are coming off 2 wins straight away from home, which is pretty impressive, and the Colts just, they're winning, but they're winning ugly. I don't think they look good. Phillip Rivers looks kind of washed, in my opinion. He just doesn't look great. Their defense is really what's carrying them here. You know, Phil Rivers barely, he has one more touchdown than interception this year. He's been doing not great. I'm going to put my trust. It's really a battle of the Lions offense versus the Colts defense. Who wins? I'm going to ride with Stafford here. Had a beautiful drive to cap off that Detroit and Atlanta Falcons game last week. So I'm going to ride with him. Hopefully he keeps his momentum going here. So I will take Lions plus the points. My second pick is the over in Sunday Night Football. Cowboys-Eagles. The over here is 42. I'm hammering that over all day. I can't believe a game with the Cowboys playing has such a low over. Their defense is abysmal. They've let up over 30 points the past five games, except for one against the Washington football team, who also is a terrible team with a terrible offense, which they only let up 25. So congratulations to them there. And the Eagles are, they're not bad. They've scored over 20 every game, at least in the past five. So I'm going to roll with the over here. I'm pretty confident in this one too.
Going back to the Lions-Colts game, I'm going to give a player prop. And this is going to be my lock for the week. I would definitely put this in, no question. It's going to be DeAndre Swift over 8 rushing attempts. As you've seen throughout the past few weeks, that DeAndre Swift has been getting involved a lot more. He's been playing more snaps each and each week. I definitely expected this after the bye week, you know, in the beginning of the year. For the first 4 weeks, he didn't really know the playbook well. He wasn't getting a lot of touches. So this week, I expect a heavy workload. And the Lions, I expect it to be a close game. So the Lions are going to have to control the clock a lot more, keep it out of the Colts' hands. The Colts' defense is good, but I definitely think 8 attempts here is a lock for sure. Swift is a great running back. And my next pick is going to be the 49ers-Seahawks over, which is at 53. If you look at the weather will be good in Seattle, and I think that plays a big factor. And both defenses here are rusty. The 49ers defense has definitely been a lot better the past few weeks, but against Seattle, it doesn't really matter because you already know that they're going to put up a lot of points on the board. And the Seahawks defense, although they added Carlos Dunlap, who I don't think will play, but Jamal Adams is coming back. I think the 49ers have definitely found an identity more on offense. Pound the football. Get George Kittle involved. I think he'll have a huge week. And Jimmy Garoppolo has improved the past 2 weeks after getting wins against the Rams and the Patriots. So I think both offenses are settled in and definitely have field days against the defenses. So give me the over, which is at 53.
For my next two picks, we're going to take it to snowy Denver, Colorado, where the Chargers are visiting. And I'm going to go heavy on the Chargers. I love the way they're playing, especially their offense. Their defense is so poor. Their defense is probably one of the worst in the league, but their offense, man, especially with Herbert, he's been plugged in. He's been humming. He's been spectacular. The past three games, he has 3 touchdowns or more, which takes me to my first pick, which is actually Justin Herbert over 1.5 touchdowns. He gets it easily here. He was dealing last week. Broncos were getting killed by 30 last week. This is a recipe for disaster for Denver, and I believe Justin Herbert goes off in this spot. I think he has a great opportunity to repeat his last week's game. And my second pick here, while we're at it, is going to be the Los Angeles Chargers as a team getting over 2.5 touchdowns. This is a real easy pick for me. The past 3 games, they've scored 27 or more, and they're going up against the Broncos, whose defense isn't really great. They let up over 2 touchdowns 4 out of their last 5 games. I'm feeling the Chargers offense. I'm going heavy on them. I'm going to ride or die with them. So my two picks, Justin Herbert over 1.5 touchdowns and Chargers over 2.5 touchdowns as a team. So lock it in.
Now, for the last pick of the day, it's C here for my last pick. And it's going to be a player prop in the Seahawks game. It's going to be DK Metcalf over 73 receiving yards. Last week, we all saw the play that DK made, showing how great of an athlete he is He's just an awesome player. You know, he didn't have a great game, and that's kind of why I like him here. The 49ers corners are not great, as I mentioned earlier. That's why I'm taking the over. I think DK definitely bounces back here. 73 is low for him. You know, he's a big deep threat receiver, and with Russell Wilson, best deep ball thrower in the NFL. I like DK to have a bounce back week. And to end things off, we're going to introduce a brand new segment where we're going to fade one of our bets and give one of our bets as a lock for J and for C. So C here, the bet that I really like from J for the lock is going to be the Herbert over 1.5 touchdowns. Herbert's been balling lately, as he said, great rookie. I loved him out of college. And, you know, a giant arm in the NFL always usually works out great. He kind of reminds me of like a Brett Favre type of player. And the Broncos defense isn't great, so I'll jump on that. And the pick that I'm going to fade from Jay is going to be the Lions pick. I do not like the Lions here. I think they keep it close. I like the points, but I would not take that as a lock because I think the Colts are a little underrated. They're a good football team. And the Lions have yet to beat, you know, a great team. They did beat the Cardinals, but I don't know. That game was a little bit fluky, so I like the Colts a little bit more there. So that's going to be the pick that I'll fade. And here's Jay to give the pick that he'll fade and use for mine.
Before I start, you know, the new segment on C's picks, I am going to confirm he did pretty well with his picks that he sent me, but he wasn't on the show. So does this, there's one of two ways to interpret this. Is C back? Or is he just really unlucky when he's on the podcast? We'll have to see this week. We're waiting to see what happens. But even though C has been unlucky on the podcast so far, I love his DeAndre Swift pick of over 8 rushes. I'm a Lions fan, to be honest, and I could see how the Lions are implementing DeAndre Swift. It's increasing week by week. You know, before, I mean, after the bye week, he's getting, you know, twice or three times as many carries as he was getting before the bye week. I think they realized that he's the guy to run with instead of, you know, 35 or 36-year-old Adrian Peterson. The Lions are coming to their senses here. And most importantly, Swift is their goal line guy. He's getting a lot of touchdowns. So I think he gets at least, you know, 5 carries just from that, and so he only has to get 4 more to make money. I'm taking that as my lock. I'm riding him. I'm riding his pick on that. And my fade of him, my fade of C's picks, as you might have heard, is his Bengals pick of Bengals plus 6.5. I just really confident in the Titans here to bounce back. So that's the reason why I'm fading it. I gave my explanation earlier in the podcast for that. So my ride is DeAndre Swift. My fade is the Cincinnati Bengals. Thanks for tuning in to week 8 of the NFL betting rundown. I'm still here, your boy Jay. C's back. We're getting back on track right here, right now. I know I say this every week. I really feel good this week about both of our picks. I do. It was a struggle to find one of his to fade, but I did. And I'm sure it's the same with him and me. I'm feeling it this week. Again, I know I say the same thing every week, but it's true. Please subscribe on Apple, rate 5 stars, follow on Spotify. We appreciate it. And also, I could see the listens on each episode. I see it's increasing. I love what I'm seeing. It's really great seeing the growth that we've had. I think we might reach 300 listens after this podcast. So that's pretty good. And yeah, remember to follow us on Twitter @JSportsBetting1, @CSportsBetting2. So let's make some money.